This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Amid a political crisis of his own making, President Donald Trump tried to refocus attention on the economy at a rally in Michigan Thursday as he pushed to move past revelations that he had been determined to downplay the danger of the coronavirus last winter. Speaking to an aircraft hangar crowded with people in Michigan, the president said that his opponent, Joe Biden, wants to reverse the U.S. economic gain.
Not only does Joe Biden want to eliminate your jobs, he wants to eliminate your borders. He's promised to flood your state with refugees, and you know that as well as I do, and you see it all the time.
Trump faced renewed pushback from officials worried that his rallies are growing in size and are flouting public health guidelines intended to halt the spread of COVID-19. He has also been facing a firestorm after his comments to Woodward were released, in which he described the coronavirus as deadly stuff, but said he wanted to downplay it in order to avoid a panic. Senate Democrats have scuttled a scaled-back GOP coronavirus rescue package, saying the measure shortchanged too many pressing needs. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
On a mostly party-line vote, Democrats blocked the $500 billion package, with leader Chuck Schumer saying it did not go far enough to help Americans.
This emaciated bill is not a serious attempt.
He predicted a defeat would send GOP Chief Mitch McConnell back to the negotiating table. After wrangling back in March resulted in a more generous rescue bill. McConnell argued before the vote some help for the people was better than none.
They'll see exactly who has their backs.
Accusing Democrats of focusing more on hurting President Trump than helping others. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. U.S. health officials have begun two new studies to test if blood thinners can help reduce some of the most dangerous effects of COVID-19. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
As doctors learn more about COVID-19 and virus deaths, they're more often finding blood clots in patients who died and signs those clots have damaged the heart, kidneys, lungs, blood vessels, and other organs. So the director of the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, Dr. Gary Gibbons, says they're testing blood thinners to see if they might help prevent strokes, heart attacks, and other complications. Hospitals have been giving anti-clotting drugs to the most seriously ill patients, still trying to learn which drugs or doses will work the best and at what stage of illness. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The wildfires moving through the Pacific Northwest of the United States have wiped out much of the small town of Phoenix, Oregon. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Ryan Pearson says the flames arrived very quickly.
We didn't have time to think.
Robert Partridge soon realized the magnitude of this wildfire.
I took a picture and it was just a wall of smoke.
And the wall got closer and closer.
This isn't good. I didn't think we were going to be able to outrun it.
He did outrun it, but his house is gone. Jerry Walker in Phoenix says it will be a long recovery.
Yeah, I've never seen devastation like this ever in my life. Yeah, you do in war, but not here.
The small farming town of Malden, Washington was also mostly destroyed, losing its fire station, post office, city hall, and library. I'm Ed Donahue.
The U.S. Labor Department reported Thursday that the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits stayed the same last week. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
The Labor Department reports the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits last week was unchanged at 884,000. The latest figures mean layoffs are stuck at historically high levels 6 months after the coronavirus pandemic brought the U.S. economy to a jolting halt. The government also reports 13.4 million people continued to receive traditional jobless benefits. That figure is up from 13.3 million reported last week. Most analysts say the economy is unlikely to muster a sustained recovery until the coronavirus vaccine is widely available. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Diana Rigg, a British actress who became a 1960s style icon as secret agent Emma Peel in the TV series The Avengers, has died. Rigg's agent Simon Beresford said that she died Thursday morning at home with her family. Rigg spent several years in the 1960s as a member of the Royal Shakespeare Company and combined screen work with an acclaimed stage career. In later life, she played Olenna Tyrell in Game of Thrones. She was 82. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.